You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, Hep Cats and Crazy Kittens, this is your furry leader Matt the Cat, where it's at, back on the scene with my record machine. It's actually an old Rockola jukebox. Welcome to the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues that you can't lose, from the top of your head to the soles on your worn-out walking shoes. For the next hour, we're going to dig deep to the building blocks of rock and roll, post-World War II rhythm and blues. A sound like no other, a sound that's often ignored, but not on this program. These records still resonate today, and that's why I do what I do. Oh, and speaking of doing the do, coming up in just a couple of minutes, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back program will be on one of the greatest and most underrated early rhythm and blues guitarists, Pee Wee Creighton. He, along with T-Bone Walker and Charlie Christian, were one of the first to adopt and master the electric guitar. Unfortunately, Pee Wee only had 3 charting hits, but his catalog is full of screaming guitar classics and smoky ballads. We'll hear the best of Pee Wee Creighton in just a couple of minutes. But first, let's kick off this week's Juke in the Back with kind of a smorgasbord song by the great saxophonist Earl Bostic. He cut this tune in 1949 for the King label out of Cincinnati. See how many of these riffs you can identify hidden within this record. It's called Disc Jockey Nightmare. Ooh, and I've had some bad dreams about this one. Kicking off this week's Juke in the Back.
Choo-choo-ah.
Bill Bam. Choo-choo-ah.
thank you, ma'am. Ooh, it's good like very damn. Makes me cry like a baby lamb. When you kiss me, honey, bip bam. When you make me feel so fine, another time. Bill, bam. Thank you, ma'am. Shuts me up just like a clam. Kicks me hard as a Texas ram. But it soothes me, baby. Bill, bam. When it comes to what you do, ain't nobody else but you. Lordy, where did you come from? You're a loving Adam Bum. Fine way to die.
Bip, bam.
Ooh-wee, baby.
Bip, bam.
Drive me crazy.
Bip, bam.
I'm on fire when you kiss me, baby.
Bip, bam.
Clyde McFadder and the Drifters with their fourth single for the Atlantic label in 1954. That's Bip, Bam. I'm Matt the Cat. This is the Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll. 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. And it's time for us to get into our spotlight this week on blues guitarist Pee Wee Creighton. He was born Connie Curtis Creighton on December 18th, 1914, right outside of Rockdale, Texas. He grew up in Austin, Texas, and at an early age began playing instruments like the banjo, the ukulele, and the trumpet. It wasn't until he was in his early 20s that he began to focus on the guitar. Around 1935, young Creighton was looking for work, so he headed out to the San Francisco Bay Area to work in the shipyards. While out there, a new guitar sensation was taking the country by storm. The electric guitar playing Charlie Christian was added to Benny Goodman's band and really making waves. Christian was an early influence on young Creighton, who soon picked up his own electric guitar. But it was in 1944, when Creighton was living in Oakland, when he saw the great T-Bone Walker play. This solidified his desire to be a blues guitarist. He even invited T-Bone to live with him for a month while T-Bone was in the Oakland-San Francisco area. While Walker stayed in Creighton's place, Creighton picked up all he could from the guitar master. While his guitar playing was heavily influenced by Christian and Walker, his vocal style had more of a Nat King Cole smoothness to it. Around 1947, Creighton cut his first records as part of Ivory Joe Hunter's band. They cut a few sides for Pacific Records, before Creighton launched his own career recording sides under his own name for the Four Star label. Those records didn't go anywhere, but after moving to Los Angeles and hooking up with the Bahari Brothers, he did score a contract with Modern Records. Around this time, he got his nickname, Pee-wee, probably from fellow rhythm and blues musician and blues shouting extraordinaire, Roy Brown. Pee-wee's first single for the Modern label hit Pay Dirt, topping out at number one during the autumn of 1948. It remained number one for three solid weeks and is an instrumental classic. It's actually a guitar reworking of Erskine Hawkins' classic, After Hours. Here's this week's Juke in the Back feature, Pee-wee Creighton from 1948 and Blues After Hours. Thank you. With a great up-tempo dance number, Texas Hop, which was released as the follow-up to the number one smash Blues After Hours. Texas Hop came out in December of 1948 off Modern Records and topped out at number 5 on the Rhythm and Blues lists. Pee-wee Creighton is this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll. I'm your host, Matt the Cat. And the record that would next chart for Pee-wee Creighton came in July of 1949, also on the Modern label. It was a smooth vocal ballad called I Love You So. It went to number 6 on the charts and would unfortunately be Pee-wee Creighton's last charting hit. But his career was far from over. So dig on this baby, the smooth I Love You So. Pee-wee Creighton in the spotlight this week on the Juke in the Back.
When that evening sun go down and all my love come tumbling down, I want you to know, oh, sweetheart, I love you so. Although you love somebody else, I'm just a fool, can't help myself. I want you to know, oh, sweetheart, I love you so. Thank you. I'm just a fool, it's plain to see. For there are million fools like me. I want you to know, oh, sweetheart, I love you so. Oh, baby, sweetheart, I love you so.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, and contributors Barry from Riverside, Richard Combs, Dick Bowne, Pamela Isabel. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
In the morning, my baby's gone without a warning. Where can my baby be? Please, where can my baby be? If you see her, please, won't you tell me? The sun comes up in the morning, the sun goes down at night. Since my baby's gone, ain't nothing going right. I got no one to talk to, no place to go. I'm walking round in circles, I'm drinking up all my dough. Till I find her, I'll never be the same. Please, where can my baby be? Please, where can my baby be? If you see her, please send her back to me. When it rains, it pours. my work is getting slow. All my bills are due, just been out my heart of door. Comes to the front door, the butcher he comes to the back, the landlord's calling me on the phone, he asking me for his jack, the iceman's peeping in my window and waiting outside my door, my baby she don't love me, 'cause when it rains it pours. Oh, I'm gonna lock up all my doors. My baby don't want me. Oh, when it rains, it pours.
When it rains, it pours. And before that, Daybreak. Those were the two sides of the only single that Pee-wee Creighton recorded for the Aladdin label in 1952. That last one, When It Rains It Pours, really, really has a strong T-Bone Walker influence on it. But I think it's one of Pee-wee's greatest guitar records of all time. His playing is absolutely top-notch on that one. Creighton had joined Aladdin Records after being on Modern Records for several years and not able to score another hit since I Love You So in 1949. Even after he was long gone from Modern, the Bahari Brothers continued to release his records for the next couple of years. He would cut a few sides for John Dolphin's Recorded in Hollywood label before landing on Imperial Records in 1954. Imperial marked a change in his style as he headed down to New Orleans to work with band leader Dave Bartholomew at Cosmo Matassa's J&M recording studios, the same studio where Fats Domino, Lloyd Price, The Spiders, Smiley Lewis, and hundreds more would record classic records. Let's hear some of those tremendous sides that he cut for Imperial with Bartholomew's band backing him up. This was cut on April 29th, 1954. Here's Pee-wee Creighton with Every Dog Has His Day, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll.
Every dog has got a day. Every night I pray mine will come right away, because I'm only human. I want to live good someday. Way back in 1942, we ate grits and grease together, and we were happy too. You was raggedy, pretty baby. You wore a boot and a shoe. Now you're telling everybody been flying high all the time. You know I know you. Yes, you know I know you. When you were drinking wine and snatching dimes from the blind. Well,
without a day. Every night I pray, mine will come right away. Because I'm only human, I want to live good someday. I want to live good someday. Got a letter from my baby from Philadelphia, yay. Said to meet her at the station, 'cause she was coming home to stay. Train number 2, on track number 3. Train that's bringing baby, my baby home to me. Hurry, 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 baby. Hurry, hurry back to me. And I will be your lover, and my baby you will be. Sweet 16, when she went away. Now she's 3 times 7, and she's coming home to stay. Hurry, 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 baby. Hurry, hurry back to me. My baby, you will be.
Man, I just love that record. Hurry, Hurry, by this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, Pee-wee Creighton. I can't help but thinking that song should have been a hit in 1954 when it was released on LA-based Imperial Records. Yeah, the label was in LA, but most of its great music was coming out of New Orleans at the time. Dave Bartholomew, the great band leader and discoverer of Lloyd Price and Fats Domino, among others, he was the talent scout for Imperial Records in New Orleans, and he was just lining up a whole bunch of great recording material. Fats Domino, the Spiders, Bobby Mitchell, and so many more. Let's hear 2 more songs that Pee-wee Creighton cut for Imperial. These 2 were recorded in October of 1954, and both singles were released in 1955. We'll kick it off with the fabulous You Know, Yeah, and then move on into Runnin' Wild. It's Pee-wee Creighton in the spotlight this week on The Juke in the Back.
Say, hey, you're going my way. I say, you know, yeah. I say, you know, yeah. I say, you know, yeah. Baby, let's live it up today. She climbed in beside me and we began to cruise. And she said to me, Dad, have you got any time to lose? I said, you know, yeah. I say, you know, yeah. I say, you know, yeah. Baby, let's live it up today. Then we drove on out to the edge of town. And she said, pretty daddy, do you play around? I say, you know, yeah. I say, you know, yeah. I say, you know, yeah. Baby, let's live it up today. Man. decide to call it a day. But she says, no, baby, let's get wasted away. I say, you know, yeah. I say, you know, yeah. I say, you know, yeah, baby. And we lived it up that day. Cause I'm from the country town. The girl's crazy about me. Love what I'm putting down. I'm a little country boy, running wild in this big old town. When I'm with my baby, I don't want a soul around. About the time I had, I'm a little country boy, running wild in this big old town. When I need my baby, I don't want a soul around.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week, since we're featuring Pee Wee Creighton on the Juke in the Back, I thought we'd take one of his early records and flip it over. His second charting single for the Modern label came in late 1948 as Texas Hop. It went to number 5 on the rhythm and blues charts. If you flipped it over, you'd find a fantastic vocal record called Central Avenue Blues. Now, of course, Central Avenue was the black section of Los Angeles, where all the great nightclubs were. It was L.A.'s version of Harlem. So close your eyes and dream, and you'll be part of a swinging scene. Here's Pee Wee Creighton with this week's Great 78, Central Avenue Blues.
I was just sitting here thinking, why you treat poor me so unkind? Just sitting here thinking, why you treat poor me so unkind? I'm so worried and blue, I've nearly lost my mind. Going down to Los Angeles, stroll down Central Avenue. Going down to Los Angeles, stroll down Central Avenue. Maybe I can find someone there that can make
me forget about you. I had waited too late. Finally got a break, baby. When you said I had waited too late. You just wait and see, baby. It was you who had waited too late.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the juke in the back.
Well, the telephone is ringing, and my baby's on the line. The telephone is ringing, and my baby's on the line. I'm afraid to even answer, because I know what's on her mind. Well, she called me last night, round about 9 o'clock. Clean house, daddy, your mama's coming home to rock. Cause I know what's on her mind.
Mine. Oh, yeah. kind. Oh yes. If you love me, baby, please take my hand. I'm gonna lead you to the preacher man. If you love me, baby, please be mine.
Creighton, this week's feature on the Juke in the Back from 1957 off the VJ label out of Chicago with I Found Peace of Mind. Before that, a single from 1956 and Telephone is Ringing, also for VJ Records. I think on that last record, I Found Peace of Mind, you really heard the slicked up, ready for rock and roll sound that VJ had created for Pee-wee Creighton, trying to have a hit record. He's got some slick background vocals, it's an up-tempo record and a really good feeling song, but unfortunately, like all of Pee-wee's records in the 1950s, it just didn't go anywhere. He left VJ and rounded up the decade by recording a couple of sides for Detroit's Fox label. The 1960s were really rough for our boy Pee-wee. He had to take up a job as a truck driver just to make money, but he was still recording great records. By the 1970s, he had mellowed out some and was enjoying a nice comeback. He passed away from a heart attack on June 25th, 1985. And even though his name isn't first on people's lips, today when they're talking about rhythm and blues guitarists, he really should be remembered as one of the originators of electric blues. It was Pee-wee Creighton's early records that helped inspire a young B.B. King, Chuck Berry, Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, and countless others. I hope you enjoyed this week's feature on the great Pee-wee Creighton here on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues. I'm your host, Matt the Cat. Switching gears a little bit, let's hear from a vocal group. This was the B-side of the first record released by a brand new rhythm and blues group in 1953 called The Checkers. The Checkers grew out of the Dominoes when two of its members, bass singer Billy Brown and tenor singer Charlie White, left the Dominoes to form their own group. Playing off the Dominoes' name, they called themselves The Checkers, and they signed a contract with King Records out of Cincinnati. The ballad side of their first release was called Flame in My Heart, and it's a beautiful song. But I want to flip it over and hear the up-tempo number. Here's Oh 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 Baby, King, 1953, spinning off our old Rockola jukebox here on the Juke in the Back.
So good, and something you got that makes my blood run hot. Hey, baby, you sure keep me in the mood. Hey, baby, you keep me feeling good. You sure thrill me so with the light down low. Hey, baby, you sure keep me in the mood. I like the way you whisper in my ear. See the little thing I like your hair. Keep on loving me. Kiss me again. Not now, baby. I'll tell you when. Hey, baby, you got me loving you now. There's something you do that makes me holler out. Oh, baby, you sure keep me in the mood. Something you do that makes me holler out, oh, baby. You sure keep me in the mood.
Just be sure that I'll always see you through. I'm living my life for you. I'll always stand by your side when shadows fall. Gladly lend a hand when you need it most of all. Will you command it? I'll answer to your call. I'm living my life for you. I must confess, I'll always bless the day you came to me. You took my heart and you filled my heart well with a lovely, lovely melody. We got our ship through the stormy sea of fate. You can be the captain, oh, but let me be your mate. I'll always do all the things you want me to. I'm living my life for you.
Laverne Baker with another stellar record for Atlantic. That was her second release for Atlantic back in 1954. I'm Living My Life For You. I'm Matt the Cat, and unfortunately we've come to the end of another Juke in the Back show. Miss Rosie's making me clean up a few things before I get on out of the juke this week. For one thing, she wants to hear another vocal group record, so I will oblige and play this fantastic El Dorados record. This was the song that VJ Records chose to follow up their chart-topping At My Front Door in late 1955. This one came out in early 1956 and made the top 10. Here's I'll Be Forever Loving You, closing down this week's Juke in the Back. Remember, until next week, soul is a feeling. So baby, you gotta get that feeling each week right here on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side.
Is it yes or is it no? Should I stay and be happy, dear, or should I go? If this is so, I'll be forever loving you. Does your heart beat like mine? Don't you sometimes think that you've had too much wine? If this is so, I'll be forever loving you. When you're near, everything is so sweet. When you're gone, I feel like I'm in need. When you smile, I feel so gay. Oh, is it yes or is it no? Should I stay and be happy, dear, or should I go? If this is so, I'll be forever loving you. Tell me so. If this is so, I'll be forever loving you. Oh.
Hey!
Well, we've run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.